Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Alarm went off. I literally reached my hand over into my nightstand where I do keep my sex toys, pulled one out and used it, and boom, I was within. I can be quick about it. I think it was like 8 minutes or something. I kind of did a variety. This first week was a variety where I did toys. I just did rocked it old school manually with my hand and or hand. Sometimes I had one hand on my clit, one hand inside of me. I was standing up, the guy's fucking me standing up, kind of like he's got his one hand around my waist, keeping me close to him, and then one hand around my neck, fucking me standing up while a girl is licking my clit. All right. Good morning, guys. Happy Saturday. Well, I want to thank you for spending it with me. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla, and this is my show. All right. So I want to get into right now. I'm drinking my coffee. You've caught me here in my morning face, my morning look. I look a little disheveled. But I'm okay with that because you know what? You guys are like my closest 20,000 download friends. I'm all right with that. So I'm drinking, got my coffee going on. And I hope you guys are having a great Saturday or whatever day you're happening to listen to me. Whatever day it is, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I love it. All right. Hey, I want to really quickly, I'm going to give you a quick little teaser. I'm so excited. This has been such an amazing week for a lot of reasons, but I have to say one of the things I'm most excited about is I reached out to the girl that started all of this for me, that started really literally, like she's the one that gave me the idea for the Curious Girl Diaries. And she doesn't know it. And she's actually not even in the country. She's across the world from me, across the pond. And I reached out to her and she agreed to an interview. So I'm super excited. She's sexy and has a lot of adventures. And I really got my inspiration from her. A lot of people don't know this. So that's the fun part. I'm going to be lining up my interview with her. I'm not even going to say who it is. But I'm just like fangirling all over myself right now, knowing that I'm going to have her on the show and also that I get to reveal to you guys like where this all started. This is the story behind the story kind of stuff. Nobody knows. I've never really talked about this, where I got my inspiration for the Curious Girl Diaries and how, you know, I got inspired to do this and just kind of what kicked it all off. I mean, there was a bunch of things that converged at once, but when I found her, I was like, oh yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I mean, she inspired all of this. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait. When I got my email response from her saying she would agree to be on the show, I literally like practically peed my pants. No shit. I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that she's agreed to be on the show. Anyway, very excited. I cannot wait to share this with you and everything that goes along with it and just roll the clock back five plus years. Yeah. So this is going to be really fun. I'm excited, guys. Okay. Now it's March Madness Masturbation Month. Are you guys joining? You have to message me about this. Okay. Just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Send me a voice memo, or you can always email me. Go to the website, Curious Girl. What is it? What's my website? thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Jeez. I haven't had enough coffee. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to take a swig right now. I apologize. I'm just trying to get this. I got to get this knocked out so that I can get this uploaded and get this out to you guys. My brain's not fully functioning yet. Do you know what's really interesting? As you guys know, I gave up any drinking altogether, which primarily was just on the weekends. You know, like you wait till the end of the week, you have a drink. I gave it up for Lent. You know, you had to give up. So I had to give up something for Lent. And what I'm finding is this so interesting. So I probably said before, if I haven't, you know, I was never really that into caffeine. I just would go back and forth with it. I either wanted it or I didn't want it. Well, I have noticed it's quite interesting. Since I have no like weekend crutch, the caffeine has become more vital to me. Oh, scary, scary realization. Yes, I'm like way more into my caffeine and having it in the morning and just wanting it. Like I'll find myself wanting it like before where I didn't even really care one way or the other. It would be like some days it'd be like, yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee or I'll have some tea. And now it's like, oh yeah, every morning I want that caffeine. Like I need that, like something to kick me. Anyway, interesting. Quite interesting. Well, that's a whole nother show. I'll be on somebody else's show for like addiction or caffeine addiction. Oh my gosh. Or substitute addictions. When you cut one, like another one shows up. Okay. Where was I? I lost my train of thought here. I was talking about March Masturbation Madness Month. Okay. My first week, it's not even a full week, but my first week at it almost has been fabulous. I can't wait to share that. I'm going to get into that a little bit further. But are you guys joining? Have you done it? Let me just tell you something. Masturbating, oh, if you make a concerted effort, I'm going to tell you, it's so far, it's making a difference. It really does. It raises, there's all these benefits I've researched. I'll get into that in a little bit. But I'm finding that I think the research is true. I haven't participated in any actual clinical studies, but I'm just doing sort of like my own little study. So if you guys want to join, I hope you will. I think it'll be fun. I can't wait to just kind of tell you how I'm breaking down the weeks and sort of what my goals are. Cause you know, I'm goal oriented, right? If I'm going to do something, I have to like, there has to be sort of like, where am I going with this? What am I reaching for? But a lot of it is just more like self-awareness and wanting to see if I raise my mood levels. Also, I want to see the correlation between, I know there's a correlation between when you sort of switch that your sexual mind on and you become more in tune with it. Again, it's kind of an interesting correlation going back to the very, very beginning of this, the whole genesis of this, where I was just 3.5 years with no sex. I was all business. I was looking bomb, but I wasn't actually letting that part of my life or that side of me be out there and experiencing the things that I could. And so this is just sort of kind of a little bit of a full circle thing here where, and I wasn't, of course, even then, I mean, I wasn't even masturbating. It just wasn't on my radar. Anything sexual just wasn't on my radar, which is so odd, right? Because I went from a complete flatline zero with sexuality in any shape or form. Not just, it's not like, oh, I wanted to have sex and I was masturbating like crazy. No, I just wasn't anything. There was nobody on the, anybody that was on the horizon, I just would ignore. I mean, like it wasn't on my radar. It was the weirdest thing. It was like I tuned out to it. And I think a lot of people do tune out to it. I think women and even men, as horny as you guys are, I know how, you know, you guys are wired. You're wired for this stuff. You still can tune out too. And so I want this to sort of be an awakening. Like March to me signals spring. My roses are coming back. There's a lot going on. And I'm sort of trying to correlate this with like, hey, let's wake up not only from an emotional like winter, what I call like you go into an emotional winter where you're just like, it's just, you're just not about it. You're not about anything sexual, emotional, deep. You're very surface level. It's like that little seed below the ground during winter, you know, an Arctic winter. And I want to kind of wake everybody up. I know that sounds a little woo-woo and all that, but I can see that my roses are starting to bloom. I can see what nature's starting to do. So let me help you. I'm helping you and I'm helping myself make sure that I stay centered and focused on what's going on with my, how about my sexual circadian rhythm? How about that? Is that a term? I'm going to brand it if nobody else has used it. Our sexual circadian rhythm. We need this stuff. It's very important. And I know that there's studies that talk about it. So I will get into that in just a sec. All right. First though, I want to announce the winner of the iPad giveaway. So I did an interview on Wednesday with Sir Inc. So I'm on his podcast. And I, before we started, I asked him to pick a number between, I think, 1 and 11, because I think I got about 11 new reviews in the month of February, which was awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Someone now, by the way, some of them posted, people that got it in under the wire, the end of the month, yours didn't post till March. That's why I waited, because iTunes could be about 4 days, 72 hours, 4 days for them to actually post your review. So I know that if you got a review posted on March 1st, you submitted it before March 1st. Okay. So everybody that submitted, you were accounted for. And I asked Sir Inc. I just told him, hey, pick a number between, I think I got 11 reviews. I said, pick a number between 1 and 11. He picked number 8. Now, as it turns out, number eight was a great review, but you did not follow the rules and send me a screenshot of your review. So here's what I'm going to do. Because I'm masturbating a lot and my serotonin levels are up and I'm all happy and giddy, I'm going to give you some leeway against the rules, which I made, which I understand. I made the rules. I probably should hold you to it, but I'm going to give you 1 week. Okay. 1 week from today. That's fair enough. Unfortunately, you didn't submit your email to me, the review. So I can't reach out to you other than through this podcast. Okay. So number 8 review, let me pull that up and read it. Hold on here. Okay. It says, this is from, and the reviewer, their handle is B'BAT, capital B apostrophe. So BBAT. It says, love it. Love Layla and her guests. Layla is fun and full of great information. Her advice is well thought out, in some cases researched, and she thinks with her heart and her mind to give sincere suggestions and information to her listeners. Can't wait to get to her Patreon and see who I've been listening to all this time. Well, I can't wait to see who's been listening to me all this time. That's the converse of that. That's why the Patreon is going to be kind of fun. Yes, I'm excited for you to see me too. Okay, so BBAT, you did not submit a screenshot of your review. Now, actually this, but I'll have to say something. This handle looks very familiar to me. So you maybe have emailed me to the website before. I recognize this from somewhere. So either there's one of two things going on. Either you have emailed me to the website and I have responded on something different and I can go back and look, or this was an old review that you updated. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. So at any rate, BBAT, you have 1 week from today to reach out to me with an email, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Send me a screenshot of your review. And then we can go from there and I can make sure that I get you your iPad. All right. Congratulations. Now, if I don't hear from you, I have to take a runner up. And a runner up would be, I can move up or down from, I can go, you're number 8, your review number 8. That's the number that Sir Inc. picked. Number 8, I will move up to number 9. The number 9 reviewer will be the default winner. Okay. And I know that I've already checked and they did send me an email. So I have a way to reach them. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody who participated in that. And I want to say that I just appreciate it so much, really, to have, for anybody that goes out of their way, takes time out of their day to leave me a review or send me a voice memo. You guys, the feedback and the interaction with you is so important and so vital to me. If you can, like, I always try to sort of take you there with me. If you could imagine 5 years of just talking into a microphone and every bit of feedback that I get is just so important, empowering. It lets me know that I'm connecting with you guys and that what I do matters to you. And that's the only reason I'm still here 5 years later. You know, if you followed me all this time, my intention was just to stop after year one. This was an experiment for myself. It wasn't about really anybody else. And it grew into something different. And that's been the fun, amazing, incredible journey part of it. And why I've continued to just do what I do. I don't have to. I could shut it down. I could just do this privately. I could keep doing what I'm doing and do it privately. I don't have, you know, the only reason that I continue to do this is because of the interaction with the people that are listening, and that they enjoy it, they like it, and it makes a difference for them, and it's helping in some way. Whether helping means it's just entertaining, or, you know, you're actually, it resonates with you where you're like, oh shit, I'm in that space too, or I was in that space too, or something I say clicks with you and helps you. That's why I've continued to do it. If that stops, I'll stop too, quite frankly. It's been moving forward and the momentum has been building, and I'm so grateful and I appreciate it. That's why I'm doing the Patreon. I mean, you know, it's really turned into something that I never even imagined. And so I just, again, I want to thank everybody, and thank you for the time that you take to listen and also leave me the reviews and send me your feedback and reach out. It's just, I can't tell you again how much that means to me and how much I appreciate it. So I welcome emails, the voice memos, the voice messages, however you want to reach out to me. Don't be shy. I will respond to everybody. I do respond to everybody. Now that we've got our winner out of the way, congratulations, by the way, to the winner. So I don't want to say who it is because I have the number 8 winner that I announced, but it could be number 9. So we'll see. Anyway, good luck. Please reach out so that I know how to get you your iPad. I'll give you a week and then I'll have to move on to the number 9 submission. Okay. Now, guys, are you masturbating daily? Why or why not? Why? If you're not, why not? I think it's a good thing. So what got me on this idea is I just read so much about the benefits of it. You know, I love to do research and read the clinical benefits, the serotonin levels. There's studies that say masturbation causes dopamine, a chemical associated with pleasure, to be released in your body. Simply put, dopamine makes you feel good and puts you in a better mood. On top of that, the hormone oxytocin, which is released during orgasm, lowers cortisol levels. And cortisol levels, cortisol is released when you're stressed. It's kind of like your fight or flight. And it's not good, you know, to sustain the cortisol levels over time. It's good for when you need, like, you know, when you're being pursued by a saber-toothed tiger and you need to run and flee fast. But, you know, to stay in that constant state, it's not good. So masturbation does calm you down. Now, it's interesting, in the studies that I read and the things that I researched, it seems to be a lot of information about the benefits to men. It lowers your levels of prostate cancer, like all this stuff. There's all these correlations. And I also know that men tend to masturbate more frequently than men, at least from what I've read. But I can also just attribute that to my sexual road trip. Definitely men will masturbate more often than women. And so I just decided, well, you know what? I'm going to do this for 31 days in March. I have so far, this is the 6th day, and I'm excited to tell you about what I've done so far. What I've done so far is, you know, it's interesting. So since I knew it was sort of like I had to do it, the first day was very mechanical. It was just like, okay, in the morning I had planned, right? So I knew, okay, I'm starting this. I have to kind of be on my game, right? And I planned it ahead like I do with my workouts and food and, you know, all that stuff. It's like part of the day, which isn't really, it's not spontaneous and fun, right? To say, what's on your to-do list? Well, I have to master today. I gotta get up. I gotta exercise. I gotta eat my, you know, follow my meal plan, and I have to masturbate. So I had everything kind of like by the bed ready to go. So when I woke up in the morning, I was like, okay, to be efficient about this, to time manage this, I'm just going to do a quickie in the morning, like a guy, really. I mean, like a guy, I'm going to do a quickie in the morning and that's it. I'm off to the races. So I did. And it was very mechanical and it kind of felt weird. It felt a little forced because I was just like, I knew I just had to do it. Like, wake up and get yourself off. There was no like warm up, you know, it was just like alarm went off. I literally reached my hand over into my nightstand where I do keep my sex toys, pulled one out and used it, and boom, I can be quick about it. I think it was like 8 minutes or something. Now that's probably not quick for a guy. I don't know. I don't know how long it takes a guy to masturbate. I will say this was without any porn, any visuals. Just I did have a few mental go-tos, but that was it. I just went ahead and did it that way. And so I knocked it out and that was good. But then in true sort of overachiever format, from there, I was just like, well, I have to
make a plan. This cannot be lackluster. This can't be mechanical and no fun. So I have had a fun first week. I made sure that I used toys. I kind of did a variety. This first week was a variety where I did toys. I just did rocked it old school manually with my hand and or hand. Sometimes I had one hand on my clit, one hand inside of me. I didn't watch any porn this week. There was no visual aids other than just sort of like mental go-tos. You know, what's interesting, what I did really get off on, one fantasy that popped into my head this week was where it was me, and I probably mentioned this before, just me getting fucked. I was standing up, the guy's fucking me standing up, kind of like he's got his one hand around my waist, keeping me close to him, and then one hand around my neck, fucking me standing up while a girl is licking my clit. Whew, that did some wonders for me. When I had that fantasy, I did use my vibrator and my dildo at the same time. So I was getting kind of that, I was creating that scenario in my head and then, man, I guess, stimulating that, getting those areas stimulated and then visualizing, creating the fantasy of where that was coming from. That was really hot. That really, really did it for me. I was squirting. I was very juicy when that was going on. It was less mechanical. It wasn't that morning like, okay, I just need to knock this out and go. That was a little more like, I'm taking my time. I'm enjoying this. That was an extended session. What was interesting from that session was I did a double session. What I'm noticing is if I'm masturbating and it's mechanical, just the like, okay, I got to get it done. Like knock one off, like clear the pipes. Then I go about the rest of my day and I don't really carry that with me. When I actually take just a little bit of extra time, it might be the difference between 8 minutes and 24 minutes, let's say, and I am using a little more toys and the visuals and I'm mentally getting into a scenario or a feeling or a vibe about it instead of just the mechanics of having an orgasm. I carry it with me. And when I carry it with me, I'm horny again throughout the day, constantly. So on the days where I'm fantasizing and using a visual go-to and creating something hot in my mind, something that I would like to do or that either I'd like to do it or I have done, I'm primed and ready all day long. Like I literally could masturbate at the drop of a hat. I stay excited. I stay like my clit's throbbing. I'm just constantly, I'll see things that are sexual that I wouldn't normally notice. And those are the days that I will do more than one session. So I'll be so horny that I'm like, fuck, I just need to knock another one off. And I'll go to the very quickly, just the mechanical, like, let me just get this release. But it's still even different than the, okay, it's a morning quickie. I just need to have an orgasm and go. It's like you have it and you forget about it. But when you sort of set the stage for sexy thoughts, visualization, it lingers. It stays with me during the day. And then I'm more sexual throughout the day. I'm just hornier and I'm wanting it more. It's quite interesting. I'm noticing a pattern with this. So to kind of recap this first week, I've just been sort of freewheeling it, trying different things. I'm kind of seeing some interesting patterns and thoughts that go into it. Like I said, I've just never really paid attention. You know, we've all been masturbating our whole lives, right? I mean, however long we've been masturbating as adults, and you shouldn't be listening to me if you're not an adult, by the way. So, but it definitely has made me more, there's certain ways that I can masturbate or get into it that make me more horny, make it more viable for me to want more. And it does compound on itself. So it's quite interesting that just the different, I can see that there's kind of two ways you can go about this. The mechanical, like, okay, just knock it out, have the orgasm, it's done. Like as soon as it's over, it's over. Like my mind is not thinking about it anymore. But then the other ways are where I carry that with me, that sexiness, that vibe, that all that hot stuff. And that's what I want to tap into, because that's the kind of stuff that people can take with them throughout the day and bring to their partners and also experience with their partners. So I'm more really, for me, I'm more interested in what gets me tuned into someone else and how I can share that with someone else and have someone else be a part of it, not just the solo play. Solo play is fine. It's fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I won't knock it. I'm not going to say, no, I don't want to do it. It didn't feel good. I didn't want that orgasm. But I am finding that the bigger purpose or the greater purpose that I can kind of use this for is to be more sexualized and just in that zone for someone else. And that I'm already like, I'm bringing out my total sex kitten is, my sex kitten's on a level 10 all day long, my inner sex kitten. But so to move forward, I'll kind of give you the lay of the land. What I want to do this month is a couple goals with it is to, of course, I love to measure and manage things, right? I love to experiment. I mean, this whole Curious Girl Diaries podcast has been a social experiment with myself. And I love that. It's just brought me so much clarity of things I never even knew. But this real finite lane here, this masturbation lane, is also going to do that as well. And it's interesting. And I hope you guys have some light bulb moments. I hope you participate, but I hope you have some light bulb moments too, like I'm already having. So let me tell you how the rest of it's going to go. This first week was kind of a freewheeling it. I've done manual. I've done toys. I haven't watched any porn yet. I might try that next week. And I'm almost shying away from the porn. I have to do it because I want to see where that takes me. But I like the more fantasizing the things in my head better than watching porn for me personally. And so I've done toys. I've done just clitoral stimulation. I've done clitoral and vaginal at the same time. Then I also was really interesting. I really tuned in on this week as well, where I'm doing the clitoral. I'm doing the clitoral to the point where it's just stimulating. It's not stimulating enough. It's the vibration. It's not stimulating enough to get me over the edge. But what I did do was I really started to focus on that area. You're basically, is it the pubic bone? The pubic bone I consider above the, I need to look at some vaginal anatomy. I mean, sorry guys. Okay. Right. There's the bone, right where your pelvic bone. So right when you first put your fingers in your vagina, and if you lift up that bone right there, what I have been doing and practicing is if I have a vibrator, not on my clit, but right above my clit, stimulating the pubic bone, and then I'll put my fingers in. And if I've often said that that little area between your clit and your pubic bone, is it your pubic bone or the vagina, but right inside. Okay. God damn. I need some anatomy. I'm not coming up with the words. That bone right there inside and above when you lift up, if you're going to press on the G spot, that's area right there. If I put just pressure right there and almost like lift up, like if you can imagine sticking your fingers in a woman, if you were going to lift her, hook her and lift her up with her fingers, that right there, when I put pressure on that, the minute I start putting pressure on that, I'm coming in like 2 seconds. That's where the G-spot area is. And that's where I think all that stimulation is coming from. So I'm getting kind of a little bit more in tune with that. And because I know that there's guys that can make me come through just G-spot stimulation, it's not easy to do because you have to really hit the right spot and there has to be that right amount of pressure, for me anyway. And so that's why I'm usually more clitoral as far as orgasming. But I can get in there and get that spot. And I know there's other guys when they hit that spot the right way, that pressure or that pounding or the way that feels, I mean, it's like, it will pop your head off. It's amazing. I was going to say it's orgasmic. Yes, it's fucking orgasmic. I mean, that just sends me over the edge. And so I've been playing around with that a little bit more and just really, really trying to get focused on that and create that over and over and over because it's very fun. I mean, it's fun. You know, I got to tell you, it's fun when you're a woman because there's so many different, you've got so many different buttons. There's so many different ways to come. I kind of feel like we're more versatile than men, you know, when it comes to orgasms. So I am thoroughly enjoying this self-exploration and loving it. So this first week, like I said, was just kind of freewheeling it. I'm all over the board, willy-nilly. What it's anything goes. Now, I also did order some new sex toys. Those are going to be showing up tomorrow, actually. So next week, I'll get to use those. And I'll talk about that next week. That's exciting. I want to try new sex toys and try new things. So I'm getting into that. I'm also trying some more. What's coming in that little group of toys is some more anal stimulation. I don't think I've explored that enough. I haven't done a lot of anal stimulation or penetration while I'm masturbating. I mean, I love anal sex. It's funny because I don't want somebody to eat my ass, but anal sex, I'm okay with. I don't know. Don't ask me why. It just, that's my thing. And I know a lot of women can orgasm just from anal sex. So I want to try. I don't know that I've ever, I can't think of a time. No, I've never orgasmed from straight anal sex. I have to have something else being stimulated. You have to be inside my pussy or rubbing my clit, something. So I want to see how to hit the right angle or find the right angle through anal masturbating anally. I'm going to play around with that and see if I can make myself come. I don't know. Maybe I can't. Maybe I'm always going to need some additional penetration. But anyway, so lots of fun things. There you go. Those are my goals for masturbation, my masturbation goals for this month. And so next week will be more toy based. And then week three or four, I'm hoping to have some more masturbation assistance. I want somebody assisting me while I'm masturbating. I want them to be the one after I've kind of figured out some things. I want to recreate it with someone else while I'm masturbating, have them use a toy on me or have them stick their fingers in me or something. So yeah, so that's kind of like, there's my lay of the land for this month. So I hope you guys stay tuned to how it all goes. I will, of course, keep you posted on every little detail. And I hope you guys like it and appreciate it. And again, I hope you join in because, you know, masturbating is fun. The other thing is, it's definitely teaching you. It'll help you communicate better with your partner. It's really hard for somebody to just know inherently. Most people aren't that intuitive. I appreciate someone that can tell me. I don't mind paying, of course I pay attention, and I absolutely want, when I get to know my partner and their body, what their tells are, what their cues are, how they come, you know, all, I love to know all the things and how they're wired. But it helps if somebody else is self-aware. If they're not self-aware and they can't tell you or help you at all, and they're hoping that you're going to figure it out, oh, you're really, you know, spitting in the wind. I mean, you might get lucky. You might. But this all starts, you know, great sex starts with good communication, good, open, and honest communication between you and your partner. So this masturbating is really going to help you be able to bring better dialogue, better awareness, and hopefully create better sex between you and the person or the people that you're engaging with. So there's my thing on masturbation. I hope you guys join. And again, questions or comments, please, you know where to send them. CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Email me, CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And then website, voice memos, all that good stuff. All right. Mwah. Love you guys. Stay safe. Stay happy. Masturbate. Get those orgasms in. And we'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.